Hey, Merry Christmas. It is good to see you all this morning. And
we are so glad that you are viewing this with us. We're doing some different things because Christmas Day and New Year's Day, we're not having in-person services. So we're so thankful for the host of people that have supported what we're doing and trying to make it available. We're trying to provide some family worship resources. And so we've got some things for the children. We've got some worship music. We're going to have some overview information for our study today as well as next week. Yep.
Well,
exactly.
So I want to encourage you to hang around because we're going to have a little study time, but we're also going to have a time for the kids as well. So we hope that these are a blessing to you and that you're able to use these as a resource for your family on this Christmas morning.
And if you participate, which I guess you are
because
you're watching, this is new for all of us, but then we all get a similar and yet blessed individual experience as we focus on the book of Ruth this morning. So, Merry Christmas. We're super excited that you're worshiping with us where you are.
Merry Christmas! Happy birthday, Jesus! What is today? What are we celebrating today, boys and girls? Jesus' birthday. Now, I know that we're all at home, and hopefully you've got your blanket, or you're still in your PJs, and you're nice and warm, sitting next to your parents or your grandparents, or your siblings, whatever you're doing today. I hope you are having fun. I hope you get a lot of wonderful presents and you eat lots of special food that grandma and mom and dad have made. But most of all, boys and girls, I want you to remember the reason we even celebrate Christmas is because of Jesus. Today, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Isn't that amazing, Charlie? It is. And can I tell you something? We are in big church. Pastor Tim and Pastor Chris, we've been studying the book of Ruth. And what book is this right here?
The Bible.
The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me and for you. And in the book of the Bible, the book of Ruth is an amazing story. And God had an amazing plan. So I want to share this little book. I want to read a story to you, because how many of you like to hear Bible stories? Raise your hand. Me too. I love to hear stories. And this is an amazing story about Ruth. And there's four chapters in the book of Ruth. So this little story here is right from the Word of God. So let's get started. Yay! I love Ruthie. I love Ruthie. It can't be true. I can't go on. Oh, everything we had is gone. Naomi wept. Poor Ruthie cried. Naomi's precious sons had died. And oh, one precious, priceless son, Naomi's son, that very one, was Ruthie's husband. Lord above, her one and only one true love. Now, sometimes when it rains, it pours. And this time, it would pour for sure. Oh, boys and girls, listen to this. For evil people rule the land, as evil people sometimes can, and sometimes will, and sometimes do, when you and I allow them to. From here to there, from there to here, the food began to disappear. It filled the people full of fear. Yes, full of fear from ear to ear. Orpah, Ruth, Naomi cried, the time has come. We must decide. We have to leave. We cannot stay. We cannot stay. Not now. No way. From north to south, from west to east, the men are gone, extinct, deceased. Without a man, Naomi said, we're all about as good as dead. Now, ladies, things were different then, so don't get too upset. Amen. Just look at me. I'm old and wrinkled, sagged and bagged and crooked and crinkled, crumbled, puckered, nooked and crannied. Rip Van Winkled, grayed and grannied. That's me. Oh, there's just no hope in sight to find another Mr. Right, or even just a Daffy Duck or Elmer Fudd or Mr. Yuck. The time has come. The time is now. The time has come right now and how. You must return. You must, I say, return back home right now. Today, Naomi prayed that they would bite, and Orpah knew that she was right. She packed her bags without a fight and left for home that very night. But oh, not Ruth. No way. She had a thing or two to say. I can't return. I want to stay. I will not go right now, today. For where you are is where I'll be. And when you stay, you'll stay with me. And when you die, I'll die with you. And that is what I'm going to do. Your God will be my God, and he will surely care for you. And me. Oh, what a thing for Ruth to say. That kind of thing can make your day and make you shout, hip, hip, hooray. They hugged and kissed, then packed up tight and left for Bethlehem that night. Naomi, is it really true? What happened, girl? Just look at you. Your hair, your clothes, your shoes, your toes, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nose. You're looking pale. You're looking thin. In fact, if we may say again, you're really looking more akin to something that the cat dragged in. Are they silly? Well, things looked bad, the way things can. But listen now, God has a plan. Did God have a plan? He sure did, boys and girls. And God's plan was to use Ruth and Boaz to bring us to Jesus. So this story of Ruth is amazing. Charlie, it was all in God's plan. God had a plan, didn't he? Right here in the Bible. The Bible tells us that. I know. Isn't that amazing, boys and girls? So I want to encourage you. Next week, my sweet friend Maggie, Miss Maggie, is going to share the rest of the story about Ruth. Because this is God's plan, and God has a plan for you, boys and girls. Look at Miss Lori. You know what his plan is? That you would know him as your Lord and Savior, and that you would serve him with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind. Thank you for listening today, boys and girls, and Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, Jesus!
Laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus, no cry he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Everyone, in case you don't know me, I'm Karen. Tim asked me to read Ruth chapter 3 to you guys today, and after reading Ruth again, this is one of those books that just you almost forget about, because when you're reading the Bible, it's such a short little snippet, and there's a lot in here that you don't want to miss. So if you've missed some weeks, make sure you go back and revisit those. Today we're going to read about Ruth marrying Boaz, and as I read this, Ruth is just such an amazing woman, and her story is just so incredible of patience and loyalty to Naomi, and also the story of Boaz and how he is just such a wise man who wants to obey God in the way that he lives and the way that he marries Ruth as well. So let's jump in and read about Ruth and Boaz. One day, Naomi said to Ruth, "My daughter, it's time that I found a permanent home for you so that you will be provided for. Boaz is a close relative of ours, and he's been very kind by letting you gather grain with his workers. Tonight, he will be winnowing barley at the threshing floor. Now do as I tell you. Take a bath and put on perfume and dress in your nicest clothes. Then go to the threshing floor, but don't let Boaz see you until he has finished his meal. Be sure to notice where he lies down, then go and uncover his feet and lie down there. He'll tell you what to do." "I'll do everything you say," Ruth replied. So she went down to the threshing floor that night and followed the instructions of her mother-in-law. After Boaz had finished his meal, and he was in good spirits, he lay down beside the heap of grain and went to sleep. Then Ruth came quietly, uncovered his feet, and laid down. Around midnight, Boaz suddenly woke up and turned over. He was surprised to find a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he demanded. "I'm your servant, Ruth," she replied. "Spread the corner of your covering over me, for you are my family redeemer." "The Lord bless you, my daughter," Boaz exclaimed. "You're showing more family loyalty now than ever by not running after a younger man, whether rich or poor. Now, don't worry about a thing, my daughter. I'll do what is necessary for everyone in town knows that you are an honorable woman. But there is one problem. While it is true that I am one of your family redeemers, there's another man who is more closely related to you than I am. Stay here tonight, and in the morning, I'll talk to him. If he's willing to redeem you, then let him marry you. But if he's not willing, then as surely as the Lord lives, I will marry you. Now lie down here until morning." So Ruth laid at Boaz's feet until the morning. But she got up before it was light enough for people to recognize each other, for Boaz said, "No one must know that a woman was here at the threshing floor." Boaz also said to her, "Bring your cloak and spread it out." He measured out 6 scoops of barley into the cloak and helped her put it on her back. Then Boaz returned to the town. When Ruth went back to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "What happened, my daughter?" Ruth told Naomi everything Boaz had done for her. And she added, "He gave me these 6 scoops of barley and said, 'Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'" Then Naomi said to her, "Just be patient, my daughter, until we hear what happens. The man won't rest until he has followed through on this. He will settle it today." And that is the story of Ruth 3. We're going to leave you on a cliffhanger, and you guys are going to hear about Ruth 4 next week.
One star burns in the darkness, shines with a promise, Emmanuel. One child born in the stillness, living within us, Emmanuel. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let there be peace. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let it start in me. One voice speaks for start in me. Let there be peace. Let it start in me.
Merry Christmas. We are so glad that you are with us this morning. Super excited to be able to study together, to be here together. Yep. And on this Christmas morning, to where that we can participate together and yet be in our homes and be enjoying our families together. As Karen was reading Ruth chapter 3, just love, so love the book of Ruth, and especially how it relates to this morning. I don't know about you, Chris, but I've been learning a lot in several months, and just the connectivity. It's funny because a lot of people say, why are y'all studying Ruth at Christmas time? It's a little bit different than normal Advent, but I think Pastor Chris is going to help us understand a little bit better this morning why the book of Ruth is so important.
Yeah, so over the last couple of months, what we've been doing is walking through the book of Judges together. And what we've been seeing, Tim, is that what we do on our own is we end up trading the hope that God wants for us for the darkness of our own sin. Mm. So we begin trading what God wants for us, and we begin embracing the darkness of our sin.
Yeah.
And what we begin to see in the book of Ruth, which is kind of like the ending, the backside of the book of Judges, we begin to see that just with this ordinary family in this small little city, we begin to see God is giving hope in the midst of that darkness. And so that's kind of what we want to encourage and we want to focus on this morning, is that as we kind of read through chapter 3, you begin to see God in his plan. He's bringing that hope that we get to celebrate this morning. And we see the marriage beginning to happen between Boaz and Ruth. But what we're going to see next week is what that marriage signifies and what God is doing in the midst of it. And so what I kind of want to be able to do is be able to see that, like, for you and for me, as we are going through whatever season that we're going through in life, we are all experiencing different disappointments, heartache, sadness, just misplaced expectations, whatever it is. We got to read through Ruth 1 and Ruth 2, and we got to see that life was going less than ideal.
Yep, absolutely.
And when Naomi was making her way back to Bethlehem, and everybody that she knew saw her, do you remember what she began saying?
What she called herself?
Yeah, what'd she call herself?
No, bitter.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't good.
She's like, don't call me Naomi.
Yeah.
Call me bitter.
Call me Mara.
And so, like, she's just being real in her moment, her season of life, that, like, things aren't going well.
Deep disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but in the midst of that, they had no clue what God was up to. But God was leading, directing, and bringing about hope for them tangibly to be able to provide food, to be able to provide a redeemer for the family. But also bigger than that, just in their situation, God was providing hope for you and for me today. And so whatever darkness that you're in, whatever disappointment that we're in, be reminded through the narrative, through the story in Ruth, that God brings hope out of dark seasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, in our darkest moment, Tim, what does Ephesians tell us? Ephesians tells us that while we were dead in our sin, while we were in the deep darkness, God provides life. Mm-hmm. He makes us alive in Christ. And so be encouraged today when we focus on, when we meditate on what Christmas is, what we're celebrating, the birth of our Lord, allow that to be able to just be a tangible reminder that in this darkness that you might be walking in, that God is trying to provide hope. There is hope to be found. And so let's cling to him. Let's worship our Lord, because he does bring hope out of darkness.
Absolutely. And I think, Chris, as you were talking, what is amazing to me is that, and we've talked about this, it's so easy for us to just kind of get tunnel vision at the momentary disappointments, those dark times, those depressing times, those down times. And yet, not only is God, like, trying to help us and rescue us, give us hope at that moment, but also as we trust him, he's making a way for future hope.
Oh, for sure.
And I have never seen as clearly as I have recently just how important the record of Ruth and Boaz and Naomi is for the very season that we're celebrating, Christmas. Like, Jesus is the reason for the season, but it comes all the way down through this line where in the middle of this time of darkness with the judges and all this going on, here's this small enclave of people trying to be faithful to God.
Yeah. And God is making a way, providing hope.
And he's doing amazing things, not only for them right there at that moment, for futuristically for us.
Yeah.
Like Naomi and Boaz, their lives are one of the reasons why I am able to be a follower of Christ right now today.
Yeah.
I mean, to celebrate Christmas with my family, to be able to celebrate Christmas with you guys is because of these little situations that God waters and blesses and multiplies, and it has this incredible trickle effect.
Yeah.
That's some exciting hope.
Oh, absolutely.
The hope that you're talking about. And it's not just hope for today. Yeah, there's hope for today. But we have a hope for tomorrow.
Oh, for sure.
You know, we have a hope in our future because we're not limited to this earthly experience. We're looking forward to that blessed hope.
Yep.
You know, that glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus. So, man, great stuff. We've got some study material that we're posting, also some questions. We've got some overview stuff. It's not anything real heavy or deep, but we've got some questions that everybody can talk about and break it down. You can create your own questions. We're trying to give some study guide stuff.
Just give you just a little bit of things that you can gather around, maybe read a couple passages and just discuss a little bit as a family.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is new for us, and we're super excited about this opportunity. It's not every year the Christmas falls on Sunday and New Year's falls on Sunday. So we're trying to think outside the box and provide the best of both worlds. You get to spend time with your family on Christmas morning and New Year's morning, and you get to, you know, we get to participate together. And so thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being a part of this morning. Good job, Chris.
Hey, great job. Tim. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. To the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found.